Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. I'm Alex, joined as always by Jordan, and today we're diving into Tesla's second quarter 2026 results. Big call, lots of Elon energy, so let's get into it. But first, the standard reminder. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Good. Glad that's out of the way because there's a lot to unpack here. Tesla posted record second quarter deliveries, and CFO Vaibhav Taneja said they exited the quarter with their largest order backlog since 2023.
Right, and the growth wasn't even. America's deliveries up 60% sequentially, APAC up 27%, EMEA up 12%. Model Y is setting records in markets like the Netherlands, Australia, New Zealand.
But here's the thing investors need to sit with. Margins told a different story. Automotive gross margin, excluding regulatory credits, fell from 19.2% to 16.3% quarter over quarter.
And a chunk of that is a comp issue, not a fresh problem, right? First quarter had a one-time $230 million benefit from warranty true-downs and tariff relief that just didn't repeat.
Exactly. Strip that out and margins were roughly flat. Still, rising interest rates are pinching them too. Subvention costs get booked up front as a revenue offset. So as rates climbed this year, that ate into margin as well.
Energy storage is the other margin story. They deployed 13.5 GWh, up 53% sequentially, second-best quarter ever for that business. But gross margin there dropped hard, from 39.5% down to 20.4%.
A $240 million warranty true-up on legacy battery cells, tariff benefits rolling off, and ASPs coming down as competition heats up in industrial storage. Vaibhav said long-term, they expect that business to normalize in the mid to low 20% margin range. So this quarter isn't really the new normal. It's a rough patch.
One bright spot, service and other margins hit an all-time high, 14.1%, up from 9.2%. Better fleet cost management, plus some early robotaxi infrastructure spend baked in there.
Now the number that's going to dominate headlines. CapEx more than doubled sequentially, and free cash flow went negative for the quarter, as they guided. Full-year CapEx guide is now more than $25 billion, and it's expected to keep climbing for 2 to 3 more years.
They're even lining up debt facilities, up to $30 billion in borrowing capacity, to help fund it. This is genuinely one of the biggest industrial build-outs in company history. Elon literally compared the scale to Henry Ford's Model T ramp or wartime production mobilization.
Which brings us to the strategy side, because the story here isn't really about car margins this quarter. It's about what all that CapEx is buying. Optimus, robotaxi, the new chip fab, they're calling Terafab, solar manufacturing, battery, and lithium refining. It's an enormous number of S-curves being started at once.
Let's talk robotaxi, because Ashok, their VP of AI, gave a genuinely striking safety stat: over 380,000 unsupervised miles across six cities, zero notable incidents.
That's the headline number, and it's meant to counter the argument that you need LiDAR and HD maps to do this safely. Tesla's whole pitch is cameras only can work. What I'd flag for listeners is the scale is still small. Colin from Wells Fargo pushed on this, noting the actual vehicle counts look like dozens, not hundreds, despite the city expansion.
And the answer was basically, these cars run near continuously, so miles accumulate fast even with a small fleet, plus they want to prove the software generalizes across cities before flooding any one market with vehicles.
There's also a regulatory patchwork angle. No federal framework yet, so they're navigating city by city and state by state. Lars, their policy exec, called out that New Jersey's been a tougher environment, while the federal relationship with NHTSA sounds constructive.
Now, Optimus. Elon was candid that this is the hardest manufacturing ramp Tesla has ever attempted because there's essentially no existing supply chain for a humanoid robot. They're building it from scratch or insourcing it.
He name-checked some serious partners, though, TSMC and Samsung building AI compute fabs, Panasonic ramping battery cells, Micron carving out memory allocation for Tesla despite a tight memory market. And there's a next-gen version, Optimus 4, targeted at Austin with much deeper vertical integration, aspirationally 10 million units a year versus roughly 1 million for the current Optimus 3, though Elon was careful to caveat how difficult that scale-up really is.
On chips, we got a roadmap. AI 5 in volume production around the middle of next year, going into Optimus first, and Elon's clearly excited about the following generation AI 6 design.
There was also a notable non-answer. An analyst asked directly about Tesla and SpaceX potentially combining. Elon deflected to legal process, and their general counsel stepped in to confirm the relationship is deepening through investment and a framework agreement, without addressing a merger.
One more line worth flagging for the models people build. Net income got a $1 billion mark-to-market boost from Tesla's SpaceX stake, partially offset by roughly $300 million in FX losses and $100 million in Bitcoin losses. Good reminder, those swings are non-operating noise, not the core business trend.
So stepping back, what does this mean for investors? Core auto margins are under near-term pressure from financing costs and the comp rolling off. Energy margins had a genuinely messy quarter, and free cash flow is negative because they're spending aggressively. None of that is subtle.
But the backlog is the largest since 2023. FSD attach rates keep climbing, nearly 1.5 million paid customers globally now, and Robotaxi's safety data, if it holds up at scale, is the kind of thing that could shift the market's whole narrative on the stock from car company to something else entirely.
The honest takeaway is this is a show-me story on execution. Elon himself said progress will be non-linear, and that's about right. Before we close, our standard disclaimer. Everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Well said. Big CapEx, big bets, and a lot riding on execution over the next few quarters. We'll be back to see how it's tracking next earnings season.
Thanks for listening to Beta Finch. Catch you next time.